everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing psychic readings for the calling audience. Toll-free worldwide, Canada, USA, direct lines, any way you can do it. Get your pencil ready. I'll get the number out. It is toll-free USA and Canada, and there is a direct line. So before I do that, I'd like to... I always mention the musical piece in the beginning of my show. I love it. I use it for meditating sometimes, and it's titled Going Within, and it was written and performed by Joe Dex. And you can find out more about Joe Dex at my website, www.michaelgoger.com. I do have a guest today. I'll introduce her in a little bit. I'm excited about it, a special celebration that we'd like to share with everybody and talk about. I'll introduce her in a few minutes. Let me get the toll-free numbers out there for everyone. Toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And I do have a special announcement about myself. I created another type of service that I can offer everybody. It's email readings. And so they're available now for me. So for $24.95, an email reading, you can, if you want more information on that, email me at michael_goger1@yahoo.com. And I will respond. Okay, I'd like to introduce my guest, Sue Hansen, very special friend and confidant and shoulder to cry on and chat buddy and cancer survivor. Sue Hansen. Sue, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Welcome to the show. You sound
Thank you.
Great. You sound great. You feel great to me, energy-wise.
I'm doing really well, Michael.
Okay. You were here with us. When? That was, what month was that when you were on the show?
Early September.
Early September. And you had just discovered that you had a lump in your breast?
Yes, well, actually, I had just had my first chemo treatment the last time I was on your show.
I'm sorry, so what was that?
I had just had my first chemotherapy treatment.
It was your first, at the time of the show?
Yes.
Okay. And that was due to finding a lump in your breast?
That's right.
Okay, and then you had the surgery, and then you started your chemo?
That's correct.
So that's where we left off with that show. You were going into your treatments, and now you're all done with them.
I had my last treatment 3.5 weeks ago. I am cancer-free, and my hair is actually even starting to grow back.
Wow.
Already.
God bless, man. So, really, the worst day of your life turned into the best day of your life, really.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, because it was caught so early, which is key here. And so my prognosis is very good.
Mm.
Long term.
Good, good. God bless you, man. Because just with the stress that's involved, it's overwhelming. I couldn't imagine all the other stuff thrown on top of it. Now, where do you go from here? Is there any more treatments left?
There are. The chemotherapy is all finished, so all the sickness and tiredness is gone. And it wasn't that bad. You know, it wasn't as bad as you imagine in your mind it's going to be. You get through it, and they have excellent side effect drugs now. So when you picture in your mind what somebody went through 10 years ago, it's not the same now. And so the next step is they give you 4 weeks to kind of get over and recover from the chemo. And then I have radiation concentrated just on that breast because I didn't have a mastectomy. I had a lumpectomy, which removed the lump. So if you decide you're going to have a lumpectomy, then you'll have 5 weeks of radiation. So it's every day, not on the weekends, for 5 weeks you go in and you have radiation on just that breast. And then I'm finished. No more treatment.
Wow, beautiful. So you're... It was a soul-searching here, too, with the cancer.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Because we were friends before and during, and I know that you were drawn to certain things, and that was your inner strength and your connection to a higher power played a role.
The biggest role. The biggest role. Because what it taught me is that in the worst possible circumstances, you can learn to concentrate on all the positive aspects of what is going on in your life. And if you do that, you're not paying attention to all the negative things that are going on. And that's really how I sailed through it. And
right.
I did sail through it.
Right. And it's all connected to the secret, the power of thought, positive thinking, right?
Absolutely.
Right. And incorporating it with spirit.
Yes.
Charging, energizing it with spirit. And so it did play, because I know my mom went through this, and she was a strong one with the belief in the mind over matter and the combination of spirit. And I watched her do it. It helped her and played a major role in dealing with not only the illness, but the treatment and the stress involved. And
exactly. Meditation is a big thing, too.
Right, right. Is there any advice you can give anyone that's going through this now? Because it's frightening just going into a hospital. I get nervous and start sweating just walking into one.
Yeah, well, certainly. And as I said, you know, concentrate on the positive things that are going on. Because, you know, when people find out you have cancer, they're nicer to you. And there's a lot of positive aspects around in your life to focus on so that you don't have to focus on all the bad. Because if
right.
you focus on all the bad, then it just keeps building, and then all of a sudden it's all bad.
Right.
But
right.
really, I was able to keep paying attention to all the good things that were going on in my life, and that's where I put my attention.
Right.
And
right.
you can only experience what your attention is focused on.
This is true. And it creates like a vacuum, and then it pulls in other good things.
Oh, it certainly does. That's
you know?
Right.
And, now, as far as a patient and going through the procedure, second opinions and looking ahead, and is there anything that could help anybody out there now that is, other than make sure you get a second opinion?
Absolutely. Make sure you get a second opinion. And, you know, follow your heart in what
right.
treatment is best for you,
right.
because you know.
Right. Was there any particular groups that kind of like stepped in and helped you, or held your hand, so to speak, or checked on you, or help you do the paperwork, or go through the process, or?
Well, I live in Canada, and
yeah.
in Canada, no, there isn't someone to help you with that. We do have in my area a lovely nurse whose only job is to help cancer patients understand all the medical terminology, give them an idea of what they're going to go through.
Right.
Usually within a week of being diagnosed, she contacts you. You go in and meet her for 3 hours, and she sets you through the process of what's going to happen. So
right.
while you're in this process, if you have any questions, you can call her, and she can explain things better. Because, as you know, doctors are always in a hurry, and sometimes you don't like to take their time. And even if they've explained it a second time, you still don't understand it, and you don't want to ask them again. But this lady was wonderful. I could call her, and if I had any questions.
Awesome. Now, can you hear me okay, Sue?
Yes. Sorry, I was just getting a beep in my ear.
No, that's okay, because I got static on the line. I was wondering if that was mixed in with what you're hearing.
No.
Okay, good. So maybe it's just me hearing it then. I think it's my spirit guides. For some reason, they do this to me sometimes. Now, let's see. Is there anything you'd like to mention? Because I know there is so much out there with cancer help groups and breast cancer and different types of... was there any one particular thing that kind of like stood out? And like if you said, wow, if there was more of this, how much more people could be helped?
As far as breast cancer organizations, they're generally small groups that are you can contact when you're actually at the hospital getting your chemotherapy. Just check out the bulletin board, and they're all localized. There's, you know, not a national. There is breastcancer.org. You can go in if you wanted some more information. It's very user-friendly. It answers questions about different types of treatments, and it also gives the list of different support groups across Canada. I'm not sure if it's available in the U.S.
Right. Okay. And then again, early detection is the scariest part, I guess, when you do find something acting on it instead of laying hands on it and wishing it away. Just go play it safe and go get it checked.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
Because you don't want to. Your immediate thought is, no, I'm not really feeling this, and you want to ignore it because you don't want to hear that diagnosis.
I know.
You never want to hear those words.
I know.
So it seemed like forever, but I found it on a Saturday, and I didn't go to the doctor until Tuesday. I should have been there Monday morning. But, you know, I had it in my mind, no, I'm just being ridiculous, and no, this is just going to go away, and, you know, you don't want to hear that diagnosis.
I know.
And the longest period of time is there's a week span between the time you get the biopsy and then you get the results. And that is a really rough week, and that's when you need support. That's when you need people around you. You need to be able to talk about it. You need to be able to vent your stress and your worry, not keep it internalized.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine. To me, that's the hardest part of everything, finding it, getting enough guts, because it would take me like 3 months to go from the biopsy. It would take me 3 months to get to the biopsy.
Yes.
And getting through that and then hear the phone call and hearing it would be the hardest part for me. Then after that, the tiger would kick in.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so.
We all have within us what we need
yep.
to face whatever is given to us.
Yeah, very true, very true. And... And it's not always a death sentence. You know?
Absolutely not.
You know?
Absolutely not.
Don't tell nobody, but I had a lump on my neck, and I played with it for years. And I said, someday I'll get it checked. Someday I'll get it checked. And one day I had enough guts to go get it checked, and the guy said, that's just like whatever. And it was absolutely nothing to worry about.
So if you had it gone right away, you would have saved yourself all that worry for all that time.
Sure, and not only that, you're playing Russian roulette because you're constantly touching it and thinking about it and surmising that it might be cancer, thereby actually creating it.
Yes.
You know, so you're playing Russian roulette, especially with somebody that's spiritually sensitive you know, dwells and on spirit, you could really hurt yourself in a way.
Yeah.
All right. What do you say I do some reading, Sue?
Sounds great.
I want to just keep talking and have coffee.
I want your listeners to like me, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
They won't if you keep talking to me.
I just want to talk about, I don't know, let's talk and have coffee. Nah, I'm only kidding. Especially since I'm coming out in my own area. Pretty soon, that's another announcement. New York, I'm coming out of the closet. I will be in the local newspapers probably within a week, I'd say. Yeah, about a week I'll be in the local newspapers, and I'm expecting all my neighbors to say, will you look at what that Goger kid's doing? And then all my buddies saying, look at this, look at this. So I'm hoping the traffic and all my friends and family and neighbors are listening in, and I'd like it to be a local novelty. Everybody's sitting around a computer waiting for Michael Goger to come on. Okay, we have a caller, Don. I don't know if we do have a caller, I'll go to the call. If not, I'll keep on talking with Sue. No calls. Uh-oh. Mommy. Uh-oh. Sue, are you there?
I'm here, Mike.
Oh.
And I wanted to ask you, so what are you doing with yourself now that you're officially retired from your...
Oh,
other job.
Good question. I like that. Well, it's a very emotional experience retiring at the age of 51, so.
Yeah.
It's almost abnormal in a way, kind of, like a weird feeling. Like I'm on vacation and I got to go back soon. Or I'm doing something wrong. And before it happened, it was like, should I, shouldn't I, should I, shouldn't I? And I said, you know what? Life is short, and I'm going to go for it. I'm going to be bold and go for it. And it's working out nicely. I share daycare with my wife, with my grandsons.
Mm-hmm.
So during the day, I'm chasing two very active little boys that I love with all my heart. And... then in the afternoon, I do my my private readings, and now I just opened up a new service, email readings, that wasn't available before. There was a lot of requests for them, and the way I spell and type, I said to the people, I could do it, but you wouldn't want it. So I basically like hired a professional typist. And so now I can provide email readings. So I believe it's going to be a popular item after a while.
Well, that's awesome, Mike, because the best thing about an email reading is that it's there to refer back to. Because
right.
Oftentimes you can't write it down fast enough, or you forget. And BBS is fantastic because you can purchase the archives and go in and listen to the readings. But if you know, in another venue that you're doing a reading, you forget. You forget what the person said. So, I mean, if you have that email to refer back to, it's
true.
Really, I think, a more valuable reading.
True.
Because
very
of
true.
That.
Very true. And another purpose it has is not everybody is, first of all, it's the deaf, the people that have hearing impaired. I ran into that. They'd rather have an email reading.
Yeah.
And another service is not everybody is mic or telephone oriented. They're not comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And so it targets a certain group of people that wish they could have got a reading and couldn't. So now they can.
That's awesome. That's fantastic that you were able to work that out, Mike.
Yeah, in the package I'm going to offer a brief general reading and then two questions, and I'm asking $24.95 for it, so I believe it's going to be a hot item after a while.
Oh, Mike, you're the best reader. You know you're the best reader. You're the most accurate reader. You're the most kind and gentle reader.
Thank you.
And,
sir.
I mean, if you can look around to see what people are charging that aren't near... as the reader you are, it's a steal. And I suspect, Mike,
right.
that you won't be able to keep your prices that low for very long.
Right. Well, you know, the reason I'm coming up with these specials, another special I'm running is if I'm doing a chat room show, I'm offering a paid reading in there during my shows. Because some people are in a hurry, and they don't want to wait around for me to get pulled to them. And if the room is full, so for $15, they can get a paid reading during a chat room show. So that's two packages that I just came up with.
That's awesome.
And to get back to what you just said, where everybody's, you know, the difference in prices, and the reason I'm doing this is because I know I need at least 65 for a half hour private reading, and not everybody can afford that. So I want the email reading and the chat room reading. The fees are, everybody can afford it, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. I think you have a caller, Mike.
Hi, caller. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your first name?
My name is Jen.
Jen?
Uh-huh.
What part of the world?
Ohio.
Jen, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm glad you called.
Yeah, I'm glad to talk to you.
We were just yakking away like two old women. I'm glad you stopped by. How's the show sounding?
It sounds good.
Good. There's no static, right? It's just...
No static.
Good. It's just my phone then. Okay, Jen, thank you for calling. And you know how I read, so I'm just going to jump into your reading. How's that?
It sounds good.
Okay. Fantastic. I'm glad you got through, Jen. I believe you were meant to.
Okay.
Did you hear me say mommy and it felt bad for me? When I had no callers?
Yes.
All right. I'm just teasing you, Jen. Now, oh, boy. I'm going from a rainbow to tears. And I don't understand it. I feel like it's man-related here. Jen, is there activity with your man friend, I'll call him?
Yeah, we broke up.
I was just going to say, I feel like, and it was real good, then all of a sudden it went and ended, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, and they're showing me this up. You know what they're doing? They're putting me on a riding bowl. You ever see those riding bowls?
Yeah.
I'm just getting rocked back and forth. And,
yeah.
Wow, it's a shame. Because I felt like it was going pretty good, or had some promise there, or there's some excitement. And then all of a sudden it just kind of soured again.
Mm-hmm.
And then what appears to be a split, so... Now, Jen, I got a feeling that that's going to end again, and then he's going to be back again. This is going to continue.
Wow.
Yeah, this is going to continue. I'm feeling is that there was just something not right, like a dissatisfaction, like an edgy, itchy feeling with this, and I feel like it's him, something within him that he can't get a grip on.
He's going to get it together?
Will he ever be able to? Is that what you said?
I said, is he going to get it together more?
Is he going to get it together? Well, I want to say, Jen, I want to say yeah, Jen, and I'm hearing, I'm hearing within a month there's going to be improvements, and I think he's going to be back in, and I believe he stays there for like a solid month. So, and then within that solid month, there is groundwork laid. Now, what I'm feeling is that every time this happens, when he comes back, it seems to be better.
Mm-hmm.
Or more fun or more exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost like he's training himself to be there longer and be more comfortable. I know it sounds strange, but... this is how they're making me feel. So I got a feeling he'll be back. But I'm getting some cross wires here for some reason. back within 2 months, but then within a month things are better. So I'm getting confused here for some reason. I'm gonna go. He's back within a month, and it stays that way for 2 months. So
okay.
I believe this is what they're telling me. He's gonna be back, and it's going to be like 2 months this time, where it's going to be pleasant and the way you'd like it to be, really. So, and with talk of not commitment, but hinting towards commitment. So
wow.
It's just like he throws something better in every time this happens when he comes back. So keep that in mind, okay, Jen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. He might have to, something's going, or he's going somewhere, or he's, or is this his property? Was there something with property going on with him?
I hope so. He's trying to sell his house for the longest time.
With the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got a feeling that's right around the corner. I want to say within 2 months that there's a good chance that's going to take off for him.
Good.
And that also adds to you and him being happier or more stable anyway. Now, I'm feeling like you right now, you don't want him back and you wish it would end.
Right.
But I don't think it will. Right now, it is officially over.
It is.
In your heart and his heart, but I don't think it's going to be that way for long.
Okay.
So, I want to say within 4 days, probably.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you know what? I can't put a time. I can't do that. Well, I'm trying to see when he'll contact you again. For some reason, they're not telling me that. I don't know why. I can't say when he's going to contact you. But I'm feeling he's back on the scene within 30 days. So now keep in mind that you got a good 2 months, happy 2 months after that. So,
mm-hmm.
Which is a good thing. And then other than just getting through what you're going through now,
mm-hmm.
feeling the way you're feeling, everything else looks good for you, Jen.
Wow.
Yeah, unless you got a question that you were wondering about or...
My job. Will I have one soon?
What's that, Jen?
Will I have a job soon?
Oh, that's right. You had the job thing going on, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Yep. Within 2 weeks, you got something coming in.
Excellent.
Within 2 weeks... something iffy about it, though. I don't know if you're not sure you're going to like it or you don't like it, but hang on for a second. I want to say this is more your own thoughts. Yeah, I feel like you do okay with it. A little iffy down the road, but I'll leave you with the fact that I do feel that you're going to... probably within 2 weeks be either getting an interview or getting hired or finding something.
Right.
Pay attention to several things. Anything to do with a partnership, two people doing something together and you being connected to that. Anything to do with real estate or the business end of anything, really. And then the property and real estate keeps popping up for some reason. I don't know why. But it may be connected to anywhere from construction to real estate. So keep this all in mind as you go through your journey.
Okay.
Let me see. Just trying to help you out. And again, him coming back and it being a little more passionate than before. Hot on here and hotter than before, so... And him coming back. Now, and then justice being handed out through you and your arena. So I think this is your family and things that are coming up for you. Fair treatment and justice with the elements that are around you. So you're in good hands, really.
Excellent.
You're in good hands. Should be hearing something about work 2 weeks, and back in love probably within 30, so.
Okay.
All right, Jen?
Well, thank you very much, Mike.
All right, girl. Good luck with everything.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Okay, Sue, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
You hanging on? How'd that sound?
That sounded fantastic. I was very positive.
Not bad for an old man.
No.
No, not bad at all. And it's a different type of a reading, too. You know, what's going on in the process is I'm just repeating what I'm hearing, you know?
Great.
Hi, caller. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What's your first name?
Janine.
Janine?
Yeah.
Wichita, Kansas?
Yeah. You missed me, didn't you?
I knew you were going to call. Listen.
I was the first caller, but then he put me on hold and muted it until you were ready. And then later on, I heard you say, there's no callers, Don, or something. And then I thought, uh-oh, what happened?
Oh.
So I've been trying to call back.
That's okay. Don was probably going, getting a coffee or a tea or...
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It gets crazy sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So I thought he forgot about me.
That was Don. He loves me. He doesn't know what to do with me, but he loves me.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So listen, did you listen to the last show?
Did I what?
Did you listen to my last show?
No, I didn't. I was...
I announced that you got the job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And okay.
It was in an area where I was pointing to and that you would be happy with.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get to listen to it because I was at work.
Oh, yeah. I was bragging about it. Now,
I remember this.
You remember this?
I did. I remember this. I remember this caller, yes.
Yeah, I said she called. I said this lady called like 5 shows in a row.
Was it in the child care area or something?
Yeah.
Yep, Kansas, Wichita area, and child care with, yep. And,
she got the job.
I work in insurance billing is what I do.
Yeah. But you were getting ready to give up hope on me because we kept seeing it, and then the last show we were right on like a bloodhound.
Yeah. Yep.
And a couple of days later it happened.
Yep. Mm. And I remember when I first started talking to you online in the chat rooms that you used to tell me I was real hard to read.
You are.
And I thought, oh, gosh, I suppose he's not getting it because I'm, you know, something's blocking it again or something.
Yep.
You were right.
Now, you're not calling to say the job ended.
No, no, no.
Oh, you're calling to say how great I am. And
yes. Yes, I will do that.
I'm only kidding you. I'm in a playful mood today.
I gathered that.
Yeah. So what are you calling for, Janine? The reading or?
Well, I just wanted to, you know, double check that you had gotten my messages and my email about that I'd gotten the job.
I did. I said, send me a validation, and you send to me, I got the job, yay.
Yeah.
And I said, what? You should have beefed it up a little bit, but I did get it.
Oh, okay.
I did get it and put it in my folder.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Cute, but I think you were had a lot going on. I felt it in the email.
Yeah, I did. There was
You sent it because it's. I got the feeling you were in a hurry, or mm-hmm. But I did get your email and I appreciate it.
Okay.
And and I appreciate you. I don't know. You get through every time you call.
No, I don't. I really don't.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. I mean, I talk to my guides and I tell them, come on, I got to talk to him. Get me through.
Hmm.
Sometimes it pays the nag, you know.
Mm-hmm. Or stare into my eyes, you know. I tell people, I don't talk about this much, but if you go to my website or to the site here at BBS Radio and look into my eyes during a reading, I think you'd feel something.
Well, I can't be on the computer
right.
While I'm on the phone.
Right. I understand. Yep.
So.
No problem. No problem with it, Janine. All right. So listen, thank you for the validation and calling, and let's see what's coming up for you, because and it's just what I expect.
Can I ask a dumb question?
No, there's no dumb questions, but ask.
Well, I've been thinking about my ex-husband a lot lately. And I can't quite get over him for some reason.
I always felt that with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why you're so hard to read. Because a lot of times we're in love with somebody, and I find this a lot in the readings. We're in love with someone, and we think they're out of our lives, and they're not.
Yeah.
And you spend the rest of your life wondering why you can't have that with someone else, and that's because that barrier is there. You love someone else. Now, there's different types of love. You can love two people at one time, but it does get confusing. It does throw up barriers. And me as a reader, I'll have a difficulty with it sometimes. So I always felt it with you, with the romance part of your...
Yeah. And I know I need to get past it. I know I need to let it go, because he's not coming back, I don't think. And I don't...
Not as of any time too soon. I mean, he's there. I'm feeling like he's not happy either. I don't know how much you know about him.
I know he's not in good health. I know that.
I mean, is he married? Did he remarry? Because I feel... Yeah, he remarried, and I feel like there's some difficulties there. So,
he's been doing some nice things for the kids, and it's reminds me of how he used to be. The person I fell in love with.
Right, and I'm feeling that. I feel that that's also adding to stirring some of the emotions. And I think the reason he's doing that is because he's feeling the same way. Now, is he having problems in his marriage, do you know?
I don't know. All I know is about his health. That's all I know about.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling there's some issues. Now, God works in mysterious ways. I can't say he's never coming back.
Yeah.
But I do know that there's a lot here that would have to be worked through before he did or he could.
Because he won't talk to me. I mean, the divorce was his idea. He was the one having the affair, and I don't know why he's so mad at me. But he won't talk to me.
That's complex. You're going, how long have you been married?
We were married 23 and a half years.
23 and a half,
We were together 25, but married 23 and a half.
Right. Did he have health problems?
He does now.
He does now. I think even then he did.
Yeah.
And I believe there's other things. I think back then when you and him were together, he was suffering in a lot of ways, and it affected some of his behavior.
Yeah.
A lot of it was emotional and mental, and maybe he should have handled it a little differently. So what he's perceiving to be you being the bad guy, I believe, was him in pain. And not knowing how to express it, really. So I wouldn't take it personal, even though you do, and you suffer from the after effects of it. It's going to be there for a while. I always recommend meditation and visualization and exercise.
Okay.
For working through any type of problems. There's nothing like walking and praying.
Right.
Nothing like it.
I'm not real good at the walking, but I do the praying.
Yep. Well, if you combine walking with praying, I believe you'll say there's something to this, because I did it for years and I still do it, and it helps clear baggage and energize me. So, and I believe it would work that way for anybody. So give that a try, and meditation. I mean, anything you can get on meditation, visualization, yoga, and prayer and just focus on this. I mean, if you're really serious about working on it and conquering the baggage that goes with it, because I feel like you do have a hard time moving forward and shaking loose negativity and baggage from the past.
Yeah, I do. The negativity is really...
Even if it's like something that happened last week, I feel like I'll carry it with me.
Mm-hmm.
And really, there's no need to, because it just keeps building up with you. And I mean, even if you don't get rid of all the baggage, even if you get rid of half of it, it's a good feeling. You know, you may never get over your ex-husband, and you may never fall out of love with him. It may never happen. You may go to your grave in love with him.
Yeah, that's very possible.
But if you work on yourself and your abilities to go through life, you can grow in different ways that can replace what you're losing.
Yeah.
So.
What do you see for upcoming?
Well, I see, I'm feeling, and I'm hearing you being very busy. You're going to be working. Now, giving me a bunch of numbers. When does the job start? I'm hearing a 3 and a 9.
Technically, it started last Monday. I went to the orientation thing last Monday.
Okay.
And then I had to go in and get the health assessment on Tuesday, and then I had, on Wednesday morning I was gone half the day because I went to my son's school to take cupcakes. And Trey just turned 21, and this is his last year of school. They can go to school till they're 21 if they're in special ed, which he is.
Well, good.
And so I went to school to take cupcakes because this is the last year I can do that.
Right,
that's always been a tradition, and he was just thrilled. Oh, he was tickled pink. He was
good,
and I was so grateful that my boss let me do that.
Good, awesome, and it's going to continue to be that way. Now, I got a feeling you're going to bump into a love interest or a potential relationship through your new job. Or the travels to and fro, or somebody connected to it.
Okay.
So kind of keep an eye out for this.
Okay.
And I feel like at first it may be a little iffy, maybe because it's too close to home or the job. But then I eventually think it kind of like turns around a little bit and could even go further. So do keep your eyes open for at least a good friend anyway.
Yeah.
And... everything else looks good. I think I'll let you go, Janine, and see who else is out there. And I wish you luck with your new job.
Well, thank you. It was a godsend.
Okay. Thank God. Bless you. And
you too.
Get into meditation and visualization.
Okay. I will do that.
Another thing is Buddhism, a simple book on Buddhism, because that also helped me in life.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't convert to a Buddhist, but I applied a lot of their philosophy and rituals and practices in my own life, and they're very heavy on right thinking, right talking, right acting, and right speech. So
that's a lot of just I believe that what they always just back in Rome they always said all roads lead to Rome.
Yeah.
I believe that, all roads, all spiritual roads lead to the spirit.
I do too.
Doesn't matter if you're Buddhist or if you're Christian or, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yep. I believe that wholeheartedly. And also that we already are spirit, and we just have to have these guidelines to allow us to recognize them and to allow them in our lives. So
I agree.
The reason I call myself a Christian is because I believe that my third eye was opened by the message of the Christ. And but I imagine if I was born to Hindu parents in India somewhere, I'd probably be a Hindu, but just as good a man,
Right.
So, all right. right. Janie, take care of yourself. Nice conversation.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Good luck with everything. God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right, girl. Sue, how you doing?
I'm still here.
All righty. We work close together, so I can read you anytime, really, so don't feel left out if I don't read you.
Oh, gosh, no. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, and if there's
call in and get the reading.
Yeah, I could probably fit in a quickie if there's one there. If not, we'll just talk about what else we're going to be doing in life. Pal Talk shows, they're coming soon, real soon. And if you are in a hurry or you need that reading right now and don't want to wait, there will be a way you can get that for $15. I will read you right away during the show. And then when I'm out of paid chatters, I go to the free ones. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Okay.
What's your first name?
Vivian.
Vivian?
Yes.
What part of the world, Vivian?
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Wow.
Yes.
Good. Okay. How can I help you? I can give you a quickie, I believe. Time is ticking away. If you got a question, let's go right to it, or I could just start talking.
I was wondering about work would be my question, but general would be fine.
Okay. So, I find that it's all usually balled into one anyway.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, you can chop it up and get specific, but usually the message covers everything, basically.
Right.
Now, you mentioned work, or was I hearing that in my head?
No, I mentioned it.
Okay, because sometimes I can't tell the difference between the voice in my head or the caller, so. All right. I'm hearing I'm cashing in, and there's some good stuff going on in the next 30 days for me, even. So were you expecting a raise or a promotion or a change of some kind, right, or...
I wanted a change, but it hasn't happened yet. I got denied on the one that I went after, but I don't know.
Okay, because I was going to say, I don't feel like I'm out of work and looking for a job.
No.
I'm feeling more of an expansion or an advancement, so I don't think you're going to lose out completely. I do believe that you're going to see it come your way now, but I am feeling... there was a delay, and I think you said that it was you lost out on the one that just went through, or...
Right.
Are you sure you lost out on it, or just got forgotten?
They just said that they're no longer interested in my application, and if I wanted to reapply in 60 days.
Oh, okay. I would reapply.
Right.
I would, don't give up, because I keep hearing, don't give up. I would reapply 10 times if I had to, until they got tired of hearing from me.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like I'll be very happy doing it.
I think so, too. I was kind of disappointed. I wasn't sure, but then once I got denied, I realized how much I was hoping for the change.
Yeah, I got a feeling that you would be very happy doing it. Is something that you got talent for or did before, or... Or is it like a natural next step in the process of your...
No, it's kind of something I did before, but not exclusively. But I do think I would be very good at it.
Yeah, or studied it before, or trained in it or something.
Trained in it, yeah.
Trained in it. That's what I'm hearing, okay? That you already are kind of skilled in it, or...
Right.
Okay, I'm hearing don't give up, because I want to say it goes, I feel it sounds a long time, but within 6 months I feel like you got what you always wanted, or you got what you wanted. I don't know how often it comes up, but, which is good news. I mean, it's only a half a year away from getting what you would like to be happy and be happy doing, so, I feel like within 6 months you're doing it. So, let me see. Another thing that I'm feeling for you is that there is something else coming up within 2 months. I don't know if it gets reposted or there's another type of an advancement or a raise or a promotion, but the first 6 months of the year is going to be very interesting for you, job-wise. Mm-hmm. You definitely have increasement and advancement coming. So one way or another, there's changes there and increases. So, and I would look for it probably starting around the end of February, and it goes into June. So things are looking up on the work front for you.
Okay.
All right, and it is an increase. I was feeling there was a glitch or a delay, or almost like you forgotten about, or you weren't on time, but I am getting there was a delay in the road, but it's kicking back in again for you.
Yeah, I don't know why the delay. I guess I thought the interview went really well, so, and everybody was positive around me, and those that were at that job was positive for me, but I guess the hiring people just decided to go with somebody else. So.
Yeah. Were you ill or had a problem at the time it was happening?
No.
Does that
the
mean?
Only thing is I worked 20 hours before I went for my interview, but I didn't see that as a factor.
Okay. I'm not quite sure. Not sure why.
I
always chalk it up to the stars weren't right.
Yeah, you know, I asked. I called and I asked.
You know, but I do. But I'm hearing don't give up and you're not counted out. So I would keep reapplying.
Okay.
No doubt about it. I would definitely keep reapplying. Let me see here. That's about it, unless you got a specific question. I want to watch for a gathering of some kind coming up, a family reunion or a celebration of some kind I might get invited to or be a part of. I feel like it's going to be extra special, so anything you get invited to, definitely go to, because I feel like it's bringing back some memories and some connections from the past, and they're healing for me, and I feel good about it, so. All right. That's about it. Unless you were wondering something else, I'll let you go with that.
Okay. No, that was just my main focus. Was
yeah, you good?
Job-wise.
Okay. So hang in there, and within 2 months, I can almost, well, like I said, something extra coming within two, and then probably by June you're doing what you wanted to do. So, okay?
Okay.
Vivian, thank you for calling the show, and tell your friends about us.
Okay, I sure do.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're in the thoughts. It's a grassroots word-of-mouth journey. So help us out. Tell your friends about us, please. Send the links anywhere you can think of. And if you'd like to know more about me, visit my website, www.michaelgoga.com. If you'd like to arrange an email reading, a chat room reading, or a private phone reading, email me, michael_goga1@yahoo.com. And I want to thank Sue Hansen for being with me today. I had a ball with you, Sue.
Me too, Michael.
I didn't mean to get carried away with the readings.
That's wonderful.
But I know you like to hear me read.
I love hearing you read.
I can feel that. I know you do. And Shay's another one. She'll do all her work while I'm talking. She'll even clean her office while I'm talking.
Yep.
I'm only kidding. But listen, it was a blessing that you are cancer-free. You are a cancer survivor. And you're back on the road to what would be called normal, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, did we forget anything, Sue? Anything we should say or mention for anyone out there suffering or dealing with the cancer and its diagnosis and treatment?
Well, again, early detection is the key to survival here. So don't hesitate if you think you found something. And cancer is not a death sentence anymore.
That's very true. And just bite the bullet and go.
Exactly.
Just say, hey, doc, what do you think this is? And then sit back and probably, 60% of the time, it's nothing to worry about.
Probably higher than that, yeah.
Higher. Because my doctor said that. He goes, you know, like, and he gave me the percentages. I can't remember what it was, but that, how many people he sent out to go get checked, and it comes back, nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
So why go to sleep at night wondering if that lump or that spot is cancerous?
And if it is, that you have a, you know, people are scared because it used to be a death sentence. It's not anymore.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Sue, you're very brave.
Thank you.
And you're a shining star to everybody that's gone through it and getting ready to go through it.
Well, thank you.
And when I look for people like you to help me in my life, to have courage to go on and do what I got to do. So thank you for being with us, Sue.
Thank you, Mike.
All righty, and thank you, everyone. We're here twice a week, every Thursday and Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and www.michaelgoger.com. You can't go wrong. Take care, everyone. God bless.